This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I'm quite sure that most people know what it feels like to be disappointed. Now, I certainly know that experience, and I think you may have too. Now, just for a moment, think back on your life. Disappointments add as we grow through our teenage years. There could be lost friendships, awards at school we might have missed out on at university. There could have been romances that went sour. And then as adults, our disappointments continue to chip away at us. There could be frustrating jobs or a crumbling marriage or goals that we have that we never achieve. There could be habits that are really quite destructive in our own lives. Our children could be wayward and there could be illness in our life. It's almost as if, you know, disappointment is part of what it means to be human. So question, are you disappointed? Well, actually, I think that most of our disappointments are rooted in ourselves. We look in the wrong places for contentment, or our vision is probably a little bit small. And of course, yes, you guessed it, people can disappoint us. The circumstances of life will most certainly disappoint us, and we might actually disappoint ourselves with our own poor decisions or bad actions. And sometimes I think we could even feel disappointed with God, that he doesn't respond to our prayers, or we ask him for something that doesn't happen. Or, as I said a minute ago, marriage might fall apart, or you've trusted someone for years and that person betrays you. There could have been health problems, promises that are not kept. So disappointment has been described like this, always looking in someone else's window. I think that's a pretty good description. Is that how you feel? Disappointments, like always looking in somebody else's window. Disappointment imagines that the next person has it better than you or is happier than you, or your next door neighbour, or your friend has more than you. So this word disappointment, it spawned a whole dictionary full of terms and statements, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, taking care of number one, but only to lead to disappointment. I want to say today that disappointment in life, once we've worked through the disappointments and maybe moved beyond them, has a lot to teach us about life. And disappointment actually has a lot to teach us about ourselves and how we can handle other disappointments. And whenever I feel disappointed about something, I'm reminded of a little boy named Jamie Scott. Now, young Jamie was trying out for a big part in a school play, very excited, and he had this in his mind, the prospect of taking the lead role in the school play. His mum was quite excited about it as well, but she had a niggling fear that he would not be selected for this part. So they had the rehearsal at school. She went to pick him up from school, and there he was waiting for mum with his eyes shining with pride and excitement. Guess what, mum, he said. I've been chosen to clap and cheer. Now, what a great way to handle disappointment. Do you know that this young boy, Jamie, had learned a big lesson for a young fellow? He turned his disappointment into something positive and helpful. I think our problem is that we're too self-absorbed. I mean, look at your own life. Is it true for you? In times of disappointment, have you learned a lot about yourself, other people, about life and about God? Because Jesus shows us a way out of disappointment. Now, it's very simple. If we follow him, we learn to give up our own agenda for the sake of others, then we'll forget what it's like to be disappointed. Have you learned a lot about yourself? Well, you and I certainly would not choose the way that things turn out in life if we had a choice, because some of the disappointments in life are not easy to take. But I'm sure there's not one of us who isn't better, stronger, wiser, or more mature because of those disappointments that come to us. So when things don't go the way that I think or you think, it's very easy to get disappointed, isn't it? We plan for something, and as we plan, we usually have an idea of how it's going to turn out. Well, I'm afraid life isn't like that. You might even think about other times you've prepared things. Well, can I just encourage you by having a look at Psalm 88 from the Old Testament sometime? It's a very human story here about a man who was full of troubles. He even said he was getting close to death and his life was ebbing away. He was so disappointed in life, and yet God still loved him. God was his friend. God was his acquaintance. Heavenly Father, we do admit there are disappointments along the way. Lord, give us the courage and strength to see through the disappointments and to hang on to you in faith, because I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.